Hey, friends.
Hey, how's it going?
So today we are recapping 2020.
Whew, what a year.
It does kind of feel like a weird year to, like, you know.
Reflect on.
Yeah. Like, it was just, like, terrible. But also, I think there were lots of good moments.
And I think especially of all the years, looking back on a year like this and remembering the good things is important.
That's cute. You know? Babe. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me, like, well, okay, so first we started off our year.
Right.
Pre-COVID, we were already quarantining.
We were.
Essentially.
We had just over one month old, so we were not going out. We were ordering food. We were eating frozen.
Making quarantine a thing before it was a thing.
That's right.
On the cutting edge.
We should make a shirt.
Because we basically had a newborn at home,
right.
So we were doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And our little naive selves decided we were going to do a date night once a month,
mm-hmm.
which happened for a little while.
Yeah, it happened for January and February.
In January, we went to Alewife, which mm-hmm. was like this wonderful restaurant in Richmond in Churchill. And it was delicious
it was so fun.
And then in February, you surprised me with going to Bob Goff, my
Woo!
Favorite author, came to Richmond. And we went to Secret Sandwich Society before, which is another, like, probably my favorite place.
Probably your favorite place, yeah.
So that was like the best. That was the best date night ever.
Yeah, I think so. It was pretty close.
And you surprised me.
I did, yeah,
shocking.
Which is impossible because Laura hates surprises.
Especially
if she knows.
If I get a glimmer that there is something that I know about,
right.
I will keep asking questions until I know every single detail.
Right,
about
unless it's like half an hour before where I was like, hey, let's go out. And you're like, where? Like, well, now you can't know because we're going out in half an hour and you get ready and then you go.
Right.
Right.
Basically, I'm terrible with surprises.
Yes.
Pre-planned.
Mm-hmm.
And you surprised me totally and it was really fun.
Yeah.
So, good job, babe.
Thanks.
And then COVID hit.
Right.
So everything sort of changed. I feel like all of COVID was us quarantining to go to the beach and then quarantining to see family.
Right.
And then repeating that.
Correct. I think that's exactly what it was. I think, you know, Laura used to be, or, you know, one of the things we did this year that was really big, the biggest thing is that we went full time in September.
Yeah.
So Laura was actually teaching prior to that and was supposed to go back to teaching in the middle of March.
So the very day that Virginia announced we're going to start lockdown was the day I was supposed to return from maternity leave.
Right.
Which is just insane.
Right.
That the timing of that is just crazy. So
mm-hmm.
I have been able to be at home. I mean, both of us, we've been at home with Niles for his entire first year of life,
right.
Which is crazy. I mean, honestly, the fact that he's won blows my mind.
Right. It still went as fast as it did, even though we were as present as we could have been, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's crazy that we've been able to both be at home that whole time.
Right. Well, so what I was saying is that kind of let what happened with COVID is it kind of pushed the school back and they tried to figure out what to do with, like, you know, distance learning and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we had the flexibility to go, like, spend a couple days at the beach where Laura has a house, where Laura's parents have a house.
Yeah. Honestly, having that, like, retreat to be able to go to Duck and, like, still be quarantined, that was probably the greatest blessing
mm-hmm.
of all of 2020. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Being able to go to Duck has just been wonderful. And, like, we got Niles in the pool,
mm-hmm.
in the ocean. Like,
yeah.
He's been so great. He loves the beach now.
Right.
And being able to have that house is just so lovely.
Right. Yeah, they rent it for the summer months, so we were there. I think we went there in March and then in May again for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we went at the end of the year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but so, like, if reflecting, thinking back at 2020,
mm.
what are, like, your, you know, top three moments?
Well, I think I would have said going full-time was a big one.
Yeah, good one. Okay,
I think another one that has to be listed is utensil gate, because I think it's crazy how much it's changed our lives.
Okay, wait, if you don't know what Michael's talking about, go to our Insta stories right now. I literally created a highlight
yeah.
of all of the videos.
We're thinking of creating a website and just like, you know, we need to push this out to everybody because it's...
People need to know
this. People need to know.
Okay, the like very quick version is that Michael was confused watching my mom eat.
Yes.
Because she was like switching her hands.
Right. She was passing her fork from her left hand to her right hand to eat.
Yeah.
It's like, what a waste of time.
And so we were just like realizing that different people use their utensils in different ways. And so now we can't eat without, or like see someone else eating without focusing on how they're using their utensils.
We both keep both utensils in each hand and we didn't realize that.
We thought it was just because we were both left-handed. That this is how we do it.
Right.
But
turns out
there's not. Go watch the video. No, but that's hysterical.
Go eat first without thinking about the video and then watch the video and be like, wait a second.
Yeah, and then start paying attention to how everyone eats.
Yeah.
Because it's all different and it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's hysterical that makes your top three moments.
I mean, it has to. It was crazy. It was big.
Yes, I agree.
And then I think I'd have to say our chickens. So, like, our whole chicken process. We got chickens. We've always wanted to have chickens, and Richmond lets you have up to six.
Yeah.
So I built a coop. We got six chickens. We got them as chicks, and we raised them, and lost a few, and very emotional.
If you are thinking about getting chickens, just talk to us first.
Yeah.
It has been an emotional roller coaster of highs and lows.
Yeah. But it's still been good. We have eggs now, so they're
Get like 2 to 3 eggs a day, and it's great.
Yeah.
But
yeah, what about you? So those are my top three.
My top three moments.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
can you choose the same one as mine?
I don't know. Am I allowed?
What if we each do three? So I cut the unfair advantage.
So I'll do a separate three.
You do a separate three.
Well, I mean, I said like being able to go to Duck.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Duck a ton.
Yeah.
Which was again just like so lovely being able to have Niles in the pool and like go to the beach and put him in the ocean.
Right.
I just loved that.
Yeah.
And we went on like the boat a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been really fun.
Yeah.
Just like outdoor activities.
Outdoor activities, yeah. We went on a hike, a couple hikes for our anniversary. We went on hikes. So,
okay,
like,
so wait, sorry, no, that's
sorry,
what I was going to say.
Sorry.
Okay, I was going to say our anniversary weekend.
Yeah.
I
almost said that.
We took a long weekend to Blacksburg to celebrate our 8th anniversary with
Niles.
8
years.
No, we're old.
We are not old. We are young and hip.
we have
a newborn.
Yeah, it's totally true. We were trying to think of a way to like celebrate with still being, you know, COVID
socially
safe.
Responsible.
And my parents are like big hoagies and have a house in Blacksburg.
Yeah.
And so we went to their house and went on a bunch of hikes, which were so fun. Went to a winery, which was gorgeous, this like really cute restaurant. Cabo Fish Taco, if you're
Yum.
A Blacksburg person. We went. It was delicious.
Yeah.
I'm sold. But
what
that
was the hike called? The big one we did.
We went to McAfee's Knob.
McAfee's
Knob.
McAfee's.
And then the other one was Cascades.
Yeah, right.
So those were great.
Mm-hmm.
So that weekend,
right.
I think, was really lovely.
Great.
And then I also loved being able to go to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
We went to go see my sister. Again, quarantine, see family, quarantine, go to the beach, quarantine.
Well, and so we are project people. So when we went to Syracuse, we actually did some projects at their house. We like moved their closet around and but so I think there definitely is an honorable mention for the projects we did. We started Monday Crafternoons again.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Like, we've always been project people. We started a blog a long time ago, or a blog series called Monday Crafternoons. And then we, like, picked it back up, video version on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did a bunch of those. We have a bunch backlogged. We need to post them. But that has been a fun thing.
Yeah.
It's just, like, using this time to do. I feel like everybody's used time to do projects.
Right.
It's been, like, the year of home projects and, like, new hobbies.
Yeah, I think there was, like, some sort of... Like, if you went to Home Depot during, like, the summer or fall, like, you couldn't get wood to build a fence. Like, it was so backlogged. A friend of mine who actually built the RBAC fence said that he was, like, 4 to 5 months out on his scheduling because...
Just for materials. Wow.
Or maybe not 4 to 5, but 2 to 3 months.
But it makes sense.
Right.
Like, you want to do stuff at... You're stuck at home, so you might as well make it a better place to be.
Right.
And then, like, hobbies. I did the... like a floral workshop my sister got me over Skype, which was so fun with Hillary Carr. And then I started embroidery.
That's right.
Baked some bagels, homemade bagel, you know, just did all the like quarantine-y hobbies.
Yeah.
But anyways, my third thing was going to be Christmas at the beach because I think we did some really fun things. My sister, well, two different things. My sister came up with the annual Beermeister challenge.
That's right. First annual.
Hysterical. She had gone to a brewery, Treehouse, if you've heard of it. It's like an amazing brewery. And she got like a variety pack of
like
beer.
Like a 36 pack. Or maybe not.
Yeah, like I should maybe say like a crate, pallet.
A case. Yeah.
Like a huge amount. I think it was like the minimum you were allowed to buy or something.
Right. Yeah.
And then Michael... if you know him, is obsessed with like craft beer. And so we just had like a refrigerator full of random beers. Like literally full of random beers. And so my sister being who she is created like this, I mean a whole spreadsheet and form and a game with beer tasting, which was so fun. And I won.
You're speaking to the winner and bronze.
Yeah. Oh, you got third. Congratulations. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Well,
I was just so focused on my win.
She was. She's really good at guessing the names of the beers. So
I feel like we should actually share all the rules and whatever.
Yeah. We could do a whole other post about it.
Of like, here's the how-to
for the Beermeister Challenge game. Olympics.
Because I think we decided that we're going to try and do it every year.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
We're going to do a little better this year because I think we're going to, like, you know, I think we need to get a better variety. With all beer choices being from the same.
Yeah, there were a lot of IPAs.
Yeah, a lot of IPAs.
Yeah, if you didn't know what to guess of the kind of beer, which is right IPA. but then also we did a murder mystery dinner.
Yeah, I think we should do those again. That was super fun.
My sister Lindsay bought for my sister Kelly a murder mystery box game and had everyone surprise her with like bringing full 1920s wardrobes and dressed up and like brought her a Rent the Runway dress so that she fit the theme too. And we all dressed up and like had this murder mystery night.
Yeah.
And I was the host and walked everybody through how to play. And it was so fun.
It was.
And you won.
Well, I didn't win. Oh. I didn't guess the correct murder. I got best actor.
You got best actor. Oh, okay. Kelly won? Who won?
Didn't Lindsay win?
No, Lindsay was the murderer.
Lindsay and I.
Oh, you guys tied for best actor.
But she got something else. Oh, she had the murderer.
She was the murderer. And then Kelly guessed it right.
Kelly guessed it right.
It was really fun. If you've never done one before, you should do one. Yeah, it was worth it.
And they do have ones. Like the one that Lindsay got is actually one that you can play, I think, up to three times.
Yeah. So there were different outcomes.
And you could have played with less than the maximum amount of people as well. So they're. They're like, I think, characters that have to be included for those rules.
Yeah.
But I think my parents had one at some point.
Oh, really?
Really, really, like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we never played it because you could only play it once. And it's like, when do you play, you know? So it's probably still sitting in their closet. But this one you can play three times. So it's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think even if you could only play it once, it's still worth buying.
Right. Well, I'm just saying there are some that are out there now that you can play more than once.
Yeah. It was really fun. So I think that would make my top three.
Yeah.
Do you have any other like honorable mentions?
Yeah, I think the flood. The great flood. The great
our basement makes a top moment.
I mean, it was terrible. It was terrible. You're right, it was terrible.
But it was as good as it could have been with still being terrible.
I think that's the slogan for this year for our life, right? It's as good as it could have been with it being as terrible as it was, right?
With this dumpster fire of a year.
That's right.
Okay, backstory. It rained a ton in Richmond.
In August, I think we'd hit the third most. I think third most of all time
for the city of Richmond
in the amount of water in a calendar year.
Wow.
I don't know if we've broken that now because it's rained a bunch more. But because of that, our basement flooded. And we had like geysers coming out of the floor of the basement.
Right.
Like,
we have like cement
in the middle
floors,
of the floor.
And it was bubbling up with water. Mm-hmm. Like shooting up with water.
Yeah. Like a water fountain. Like just like, you know.
Thank you for that sound effect.
Yeah, it's not one of the ones where you put the bottle whenever you want. It was the you had to press the button hard and then it shoots out at you.
And we had like six of them in our cement floor in our basement. It was crazy. But then we got on the Nextdoor app and people were like, I have 3 feet of water in my basement. And we're like, okay, well, it's not that bad.
We had a drain, so it did drain out.
Yeah. Which was crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that makes your top. Okay, what? Anything else?
I don't know. I just said when you say one. What else?
Yeah. Oh, I guess going to Cape Cod, doing a huge road trip with Niles, it not being a total disaster.
Yeah, ten and a half hours in the car.
10 and a half hours, is that right?
I think so.
And he did well.
He didn't do well. He did very well.
He's basically a rock star, baby.
He is. We left early in the morning, and we stopped by and saw my family that live up in Connecticut. So my grandmother, so his great grandmother, and my cousin's family.
Yeah, which was really nice.
Yeah, my uncle's family.
Social distancing, being able to see. I love that picture where they're all like 20 feet behind
us.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a selfie.
We did a selfie. That was on the way back, I guess, but doesn't matter. And that was nice to be able to have your grandma meet him.
Yeah, for the first time.
Which was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And still be able to feel like we were being safe.
Yeah.
And then I love the Cape, so any excuse to go there.
Anything beach related is straight up Laura's
alley. That's probably true.
Yeah, what a year.
I know, honestly, it's crazy that it's now 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And just praying that it's nothing like 2020.
Well, we still have the good things, you know.
Okay, yeah. As bad of a year as it was.
We'll say it again.
It was a great year.
Yes, so that's right. Anyways, we hope you guys enjoyed this, and we hope you guys had as good of a year as you could with it being the year it was.
Yep, that's well said.
Thank you.
And don't forget to go watch Utensil Gate.
That's right, Utensil Gate.
Michael's Highway.
That's right.